Thompson.
We've seen how some of the surrounding counties, how it's affected them.
A Moorhead restaurant is now requiring its staff to get Hep A vaccines. A circuit court judge is facing official misconduct charges. A Greenup woman wanted for parole violations has been arrested. Ashland commissioners have voted not to take more municipal meetings. Businesses and community leaders will meet in Pikeville later this week. In sports, Round County football moves to 1-1. Bud Luke has the stock report. And tonight it is mostly clear skies with a low around 68 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news. The State Judicial Conduct Commission has filed charges against a Rowan Circuit Court judge. Judge Beth Mays has been charged with official misconduct in connection with the handling of a criminal case involving her ex-husband, Donald Mays. The notice was released publicly last week. The commission says that on September 18, 2017, Judge Mays received information that her ex-husband had been arrested on criminal charges in Bath County. Mays then made several attempts to contact jailer Earl Willis to get information about the arrest. Willis informed her that Mount Sterling Hospital would not give him a drug test without a court order. Mays issued an order to the hospital, but it was refused. She then issued another to a different hospital. The state says both counts constituted official misconduct. Judge Mays serves in Rowan, Bath, and Montgomery counties.
No injuries were reported when a plane made an emergency landing in Moorhead yesterday. First responders say a family of six was making a stop for gas on their way to Iowa from North Carolina around noon, but their landing gear malfunctioned. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the incident.
A former Boyd County High School teacher and coach pled guilty after being accused of having a sexual relationship with a student. WMKY's Naya Ndweza has the story.
Michael Sammons was accused of having a sexual relationship with a student in 2017. According to the Daily Independent, he accepted a plea offer from the Commonwealth. In the deal, Sammons pled guilty to one count of prohibited use of an electronic communication system to procure a minor. He entered his plea on August 17th, just days before he was scheduled to stand trial. The Commonwealth recommended a 2-year prison sentence in exchange for the guilty plea and that Sammons is to have no contact with the victim. Sammons is scheduled for sentencing October 12th. Sammons is no longer employed as a teacher or coach in the area. For WMKY News, I'm Naya Ndweza.
A Greenup County woman who allegedly violated her probation and went on the run was arrested on Sunday. Kelly Dummett was detained early Sunday morning by Lewis County Sheriff deputies. Dummett was facing charges for her role in the 2015 death of Maddie Conley. A judge granted Dummett a pretrial diversion, which she allegedly violated just days later, earlier this year. Matt Conley, Maddie's father, spoke with WSAZ.
Before the last time she got arrested, you know, we thought it was going to be over with then. She's been given more chances than she's ever deserved.
Conley was also arrested on Sunday. He is charged with intimidation of a participant in the legal process. He is lodged in the Greenup County Detention Center.
The Magoffin County Sheriff's Department arrested a man Friday on charges of arson and cruelty to animals. WYMT reports Julius Brown of Salyersville allegedly set fire to a local building in February. The building contained a large number of chickens. Authorities say the chickens began fighting while Brown set the fire, and 25 died as a result. The total value of the building and the chickens was nearly $13,000. Brown is charged with second-degree arson, third-degree criminal trespassing, first-degree criminal mischief, and second-degree animal cruelty.
Two men accused of a Maysville shooting in June have been indicted by a Mason County grand jury. The Ledger Independent reports 19-year-old Cameron Gibbs and 20-year-old Darian Myrick each face one count of first-degree burglary in connection with the June 15th incident. Authorities say the men allegedly shot two men at a Vine Street apartment. One of the victims, Jacob Kiskaden, was shot in the chest. He survived the incident. Gibbs was released from the Mason County Detention Center in July on a $10,000 cash bond. Myrick remains in MCDC, also under a $10,000 cash bond.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR is provided by Gateway Radio, serving Moorhead and surrounding communities with WIVY at 96.3 FM. All the programming of WIVY, music, news, and Moorhead State University football and basketball are available worldwide on WIVYradio.com. Apps available for both your Apple and Android devices. WIVY proudly supports Moorhead State University and Moorhead State Public Radio.
Hepatitis A infections have been making news across the Commonwealth in recent months. One local restaurant has decided to take a proactive approach to preventing the illness among its staff. Reno's assistant manager Christina Perry says that all restaurant employees have received vaccinations against the hepatitis A infection.
Whenever we heard that the health department wouldn't release the name of any of the restaurants here, the one that had it, we decided to go ahead and get all of our employees vaccinated, all new hires vaccinated, so that we wouldn't get to that point.
Earlier this month, Rowan County Health Department officials said an employee of a local restaurant in Moorhead had confirmed case of the illness. No confirmed cases of the infection have been reported at Reno's.
The City of Ashland will not be videotaping additional municipal meetings. The City Commission discussed the proposal during last week's regular meeting, but decided against the proposal because of concerns it could dissuade volunteers and citizens from participating in local government. Commissioner Amanda Clark said recording meetings would not be fair to citizens who came before the boards with private issues.
These are citizens who are struggling. These are citizens who are having a problem, and we are saying we are going to broadcast that to everyone. And I realize that is an open meeting, that's a public meeting, and anybody who wants to be there can be there. But it's the people who have an interest in that and not just whoever wants to be nasty and ugly.
That sound is courtesy of My Town TV, which broadcasts the commission meetings. Commissioner Matt Perkins advocated videotaping the Park Board. The Board of Zoning Adjustment, Code Enforcement, and Planning, arguing it would further the city's goal of increased transparency.
Key Eastern Kentucky community and business leaders will meet this week at the 5th Annual SOAR Summit in Pikeville. This year's summit will include talks from keynote speakers who promote innovation and collaboration, as well as economic and community development. SOAR Executive Director Jared Arnett tells EKB-TV that the event will also feature some of the most exciting projects going on in the region.
We're going to have new booths, projects set up, showcasing the innovative work that's going on. Some of these things are from schools. American Metalworks is going to be there. Inner Blue is going to have a booth. Silver Liner is going to have a booth. I think we might even actually have a tanker truck, one of their first ones that rode off the line there that people can see. You're just going to be able to experience the vision and the work that's going on to help create a future in Appalachia.
The SOAR Summit will be held August 30th and 31st at the East Kentucky Expo Center in Pikeville. To learn more about the event or to register, visit thereisafuture.org.
Red River Adventure LLC hosted kayaks for canines for the first time this year in Menifee County. WYMT reports that Danielle Braden and her husband, owners of Red River Adventure, are rescue dog owners using their business to raise awareness and bring in donations for local shelters. Braden says a lack of financial support keep the shelters from running efficiently.
Very difficult for them to get their dogs spayed and neutered, so consequently we get lots and lots of puppies during breeding season. This summer alone we've had litters as big as 10 litters coming in.
The event focused mostly on dogs. However, shelters encourage the public to adopt cats, too.
Nearly 40 bikers rode in the 8th Annual Miners Memorial Ride in Middlesboro on Saturday. WYMT reports the Harlan and Bell County chapters of the Coal Miners Underground Motorcycle Club rode for 160 miles to raise money. Ronald Witt is the president of the Harlan chapter. He says that money goes to families in need.
We have the ride and make the money. We give it out to people who's in need, you know, maybe pay their bills, electricity bill, just anything they see fit, you know, that will help them for their family. That's what we do.
Witt says the ride helps to lift weight off the shoulders by giving back to those who give so much.
News of the passing of Arizona Senator John McCain broke during the Kentucky GOP's Lincoln dinner on Saturday. Senator Mitch McConnell delivered the news to a startled audience. McConnell interrupted his remarks at the annual fundraiser to tell the room full of Republican leaders that McCain, who announced he was discontinuing treatment for brain cancer only a day before, had died. McConnell would remain his friend as a patriot who would be missed in the halls of the Senate.
He was also a fascinating personality. You know, he would occasionally be in a bad place with various members, including myself, and when that would blow over, it was like nothing ever happened.
McCain had been absent from the Senate since December. His replacement will be chosen by the Republican governor of Arizona and will serve until 2020.
The Environmental Protection Agency is making a stop in Kentucky following the rollback of the Clean Power Plan. KNN's Haley Hansen reports.
The EPA's acting administrator, Andrew Wheeler, said even without the Obama-era Clean Power Plan, carbon dioxide levels will continue to go down.
The air quality continues to improve each year, and it will continue to improve going into the future because those regulations that address the health-based standards are still in effect.
He stood alongside Congressman Andy Barr, who praised the EPA for getting rid of the plan he says would have cost the U.S. $300 billion in economic activity. I'm Haley Hansen.
A Louisville Republican plans on reviving a bill to legalize medical marijuana in Kentucky. Representative Jason Nemes told lawmakers about changes he's making to the bill to help it pass.
One of the biggest pieces of pushback that I got when I talked to legislators last year about 166 was they think it doesn't properly hold the line. So we strengthen the provisions in these ways.
The new measure will have stricter rules on possessing medical marijuana, decreasing the supply patients can have, and requiring them to carry their card anytime they have marijuana in their possession. It also decreases the amount of plants patients can grow from 12 down to 6. Additional hearings on medical marijuana are scheduled in September.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders headlined the Kentucky GOP's Lincoln dinner in Lexington on Saturday. Sanders opened her remarks before the who's who's of the Kentucky Republican Party with some self-deprecating humor before delivering a talk peppered with personal stories and calls to help the GOP majorities in the House and Senate stay safe this fall.
But by being in this room tonight, I'm encouraged and I'm reminded of the incredible people across this country who are engaged and working hard to make sure the booming economy continues, the remaking of the judiciary isn't obstructed, and that our world is safer for our kids.
Despite her warm welcome, 200 protesters were across the street in Triangle Park.
Putting months of speculation to rest, Bevin tagged his Lincoln dinner speech with a brief coda that grabbed everyone's attention. Bevin's growing profile on the national stage had led some observers to wonder whether he might be laying the groundwork for a higher office run. Saturday, the governor said he wants to keep the state's economic momentum going.
There was not a chance that I was going to walk away and leave the seeds that we put in the ground to be trampled on or intentionally dug up by any kind of, you know, people that might choose to follow behind.
The governor did not, however, commit to a running mate. Bevin's Lieutenant Governor Jeanine Hampton is the first African-American to be elected to statewide office in Kentucky. Asked about the potential stable of Democratic candidates for governor, Bevin said not one of them is even remotely worthy of carrying the torch for the people of Kentucky. Taking a look at the extended weather forecast, tonight mostly clear skies with a low around 70 degrees. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 89 degrees and heat index values as high as 96. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 71. On Wednesday, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m., mostly sunny skies after with a high near 89 degrees. On Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 71. And on Thursday, a chance of showers, then showers likely, and possibly a thunderstorm after 10 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 80 degrees. In Flemingsburg, it's 88 degrees. In Lexington, 89. And also 89 in Winchester, Mount Sterling, and Moorhead. In Inez, 90 degrees. And in Ashland, 92 degrees.
On our feature segment today, the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music hosted its first square dance of the fall semester last week. WMKY's Jacob Lindberg reports.
As classes at Morehead State University rolled back into session, so did the monthly square dances at the Rowan County Arts Center. A mix of novice freshmen and Appalachian dance veterans heated the collar last Wednesday. Kentucky Center for Traditional Music student and dulcimer player Sarah Kate Morgan organizes the events. She helped kickstart the resurgence of square dancing in Morehead.
I sort of had that sort of idea of starting the square dance. I love to square dance. It's something I do back home all the time. And so really the reason I started was purely selfish, because I wanted to be able to dance and not drive an hour.
Morgan says the Rowan County Arts Center is a great place for an evening of square dancing.
Because I really like this space, because it has wood floors. Wood floors are always really nice to dance on. And there's art, and it's like really local. It's within walking distance of campus, and it's like close for everybody in town. So it was kind of the perfect like center for it.
Knott County resident Abby Huggins was the caller for the event. This is her first time calling for the KCTM's monthly dances.
I came once last year to one of the dances, and it was so fun, like so much energy. So I'm really glad to be here for the first one.
Huggins says she's been square dancing for over a decade, but has just recently begun calling.
I have been dancing for so long, and I also play the banjo, but it felt like another way I could contribute to the old-time music and dance community. There is a need for callers, as older callers needing a break. It felt like a way to contribute.
Graduate KCTM student Denise Barbie says she never had the opportunity to square dance before she came to Morehead.
So I had never really heard of square dancing until then, because I'm from Florida. We don't do square dancing there. So I really enjoyed the dance.
MSU freshman and Wheelersburg, Ohio resident Taylor Cook has a similar story.
It's really fun. I honestly didn't think it would bring this many people, if you really want me to be honest. But, I mean, I got here and I was like, I didn't think anybody would dance because everybody was just sitting around. And then it started and it ended up being really fun.
They danced alongside longtime Morehead resident Bill Maines, who explains why he keeps returning to the Rowan County Arts Center each month.
Just the social part of it. You meet new people and have fun. And you start dancing with people you don't even know.
Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
It's 4:48 and 89 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Kenzie Thompson, and we're coming to you live here in the Larry Netherton Studio in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this steamy Monday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, where quality candy is their business. The rich aroma of fine chocolate greets customers as they enter the factory store at 550 North Maysville Road in Mount Sterling or 213 Walton Avenue in Lexington. Ruth Hunt Candies is Kentucky proud with traditional treats and confections like cream candy and Blue Mondays, other Kentucky-made specialty items, licensed University of Kentucky products, and equine gifts. Facebook and online at RuthHuntCandy.com.
Vikings are now 1-1 on the season. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Rowan County Senior High School football team is now 1-1 on the season. The Vikings lost in overtime to Bath County Friday 22-14. Head coach Kelly Ford says it was a great game against the 13th ranked team in the state, and that his team needs to keep their heads up.
One thing we can't do, we can't let this loss go into the next week. We'll get ready for Mason County. We'll go back to the film room. We will learn what's going on and just try to get better for the next week.
Rowan's junior varsity head to Bourbon County for a 6 p.m. kickoff tonight. The Vikings head to Mason for their first road game of the season on Friday.
Brother of slain Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts played through his grief and led his high school football team to victory in their season opener. The Des Moines Register reports that Scott Tibbetts threw for two touchdowns and ran for another as Brooklyn Guernsey Malcolm High School beat Libson High 35-24 on Friday night. The win came less than 48 hours before a memorial service Sunday for his 20-year-old sister. The University of Kentucky football team has finally narrowed down its quarterback options to one. Head coach Mark Stoops announced his weekly news conference that Terry Wilson is now the starting quarterback for the team, beating out Gunnar Hoke for the position. Stoops says while Wilson has won the ongoing battle, he has great respect for all the other quarterbacks.
With Gunnar and Danny in particular, they've put up a great fight and they've done a lot of things in a lot of ways, have done things to win the job as well. Ultimately, with all the things that we looked at, we decided on Terry, and we're excited about Terry and what he's going to do this week.
The Wildcats play at Kroger Stadium this Saturday at 3:30. Mississippi State senior quarterback Nick Fitzgerald won't play in Saturday's season opener against Stephen F. Austin because of a violation of team policy. First-year Mississippi State coach Joe Moorhead made the surprise announcement at today's news conference. Moorhead did not elaborate on the reason for Fitzgerald's suspension, saying only that the violation occurred last spring. Coach Nick Saban isn't saying who will start at quarterback for the number one Alabama in the season opener Saturday against Louisville. Saban said today he hasn't made the decision yet. Wrapping up their trip to Buffalo, the Cincinnati Bengals are now 3-0 on the preseason. The Bengals got the best of the Bills yesterday 26-13. Cincinnati started the game on a high note with Andy Dalton throwing a 57-yard touchdown pass to wide receiver John Ross. Ross tells Bengals.com that there are a lot of good vibes coming off the offense.
I think it was very encouraging. I think, as you guys can see, we got a lot of guys who can get the ball going, get the ball moving, and it's just a start. We got to stay consistent, keep things rolling, and it's looking pretty good.
The Bengals' final preseason game is this Thursday when they take on the Colts at home. Game time is set for 7 o'clock. Johnny Manziel was back at Montreal Alouettes practice today, but Antonio Pipkin took the first reps with the starters. However, the two quarterbacks shared reps almost equally. The quarterback who goes first usually starts the next game, but it appeared that Coach Mike Sherman is keeping his options open. The Alouettes play Friday night in Ottawa. After losing last night's battle with the Cubs 9-0, the Cincinnati Reds finished their four-game series in Chicago without winning a game. Reds manager Jim Riggleman told Fox Sports Ohio that he contributed last night's loss to a strong Cubs team and a Cincy team that's nearly exhausted.
We're facing, some good lineups and with power, and it's the nature of it. You get toward this time of the year I'm sure everybody's a little fatigued and, maybe not that little extra jump on your fastball, or maybe your changeup stays up a little, that type of thing. And, these hitters, they'll take advantage of it. And, it's a tough go.
The Reds pick play back up tomorrow when they start their three-game home set with the Brewers. The Moorhead Volleyball Eagles are on a three-game winning streak as they head into tomorrow's away matchup with Marshall and Huntington. The Thundering Herd has yet to win a game this year. John Asher, the longtime spokesman for the racetrack that's home to the Kentucky Derby, has died. He was 62 years old. Churchill Downs said Asher died today after suffering a heart attack while on vacation with his family in Florida. Asher also had a long career as an award-winning radio journalist. And lastly in sports, Morehead State University's Office of Alumni Relations and Development will co-host the J.B. Blakeman Memorial Golf Scramble with the Sigma Phi Epsilon Fraternity and Chi Omega Sorority on Saturday, September 8th at the Eagle Trace Golf Course. The scramble is in memory of Jeffrey Scott J.B. Blakeman, a graduate of Morehead State University with an industrial technology degree, who also was a member of the Sigma Phi Epsilon Fraternity and a Chi Omega Sorority Big Brother. Proceeds from the outing will support the J.B. Blakeman Memorial Scholarship that provides annual scholarships to the men of Sigma Phi Epsilon. The advance registration deadline for the event is Friday, August 31st. To learn more, contact MSU's Office of Alumni Relations and Development or visit alumni.morehedstate.edu/blakemangolf. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle Volleyball will host the Comfort Invitational with matches against St. Francis, Mercer, and Wright State on Friday and Saturday. Also, Eagle Soccer welcomes Kennesaw State at 2 p.m. on Sunday. More information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks jumped as the United States and Mexico closed a new trade deal, potentially removing a source of uncertainty that had been plaguing investors for months. And the Dow Industrials finished with a gain of 259.29 at 26,049.64. The S&P 500 closed at a record high, finishing with a gain of 22.05 at 2896.74. And the NASDAQ likewise closed at an all-time record high, finishing with a gain of 71.92 at 8,017.90. Materials and financials were your best performing sectors in the S&P, and the NASDAQ broke above 8,000 points for the first time as Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, or I should say Alphabet, which is the parent for Google, all rose, and tech gains led the NASDAQ to close, as I say, for the first time above 8,000. Shares of Caterpillar and Boeing rose 2.8% and 1.3% respectively. Their stocks are considered trade bellwethers because of their large exposure to overseas markets. Shares of Ford, General Motors, and Fiat Chrysler also rose, and the Mexican peso rose 0.7% against the dollar. Bank shares surged, led by gains in Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, and J.P. Morgan. All of these stocks going up today because of the perception that the trade agreement would encourage greater borrowing both in the U.S. and in Mexico. The S&P Spider Bank Exchange Traded Fund, symbol KBE, rose 0.7% today. Tesla shares dropped 1.1% after CEO Elon Musk gave up efforts to take the company private. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.3% to finish at $68.92 a barrel. Gold was up 0.3% as well, finishing at $1,217.10 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were strong today, with the Stock 600 index up 0.5%. And in Asia, stocks were strong as well, with the Nikkei up 0.7%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 2.2%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the very best performers were Goldman Sachs and Caterpillar. The worst performers were Pfizer and Walmart. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Advanced Micro Devices and GM, while the worst performers were Chipotle and Under Armour. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 40 cents at 85.24, CSX up 85 cents at 75.50, AEP down 41 cents at 71.14, AK Steel up 12 cents at 4.41, Marathon Petroleum down 13 cents at 83.69, and Community Trust Bank was down 10 cents, finishing at 49.60. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Taking one more look at the weather, tonight it is mostly clear skies with a low around 70 degrees, and tomorrow sunny skies with a high near 89 degrees.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Shaw Marie Mosley, Naya Ndweza, Brian Courtney, Chaz Jenkins, Nacogdoches Miller, Wyatt Melton, Chanasty Davis, Jack Cottle, Cody Robinson, and Tilden Johnson. From WUKY's Josh James, KNN's Haley Hansen, and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. Our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Jacob Lindberg. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Kenzie Thompson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.